So, first of all then, the start of the season, how have you found it getting back into the swing of things after what I would imagine was a nightmare last year?
Yeah, it's been positive, you know. I've had a good pre-season, fitter, stronger, you know, raring to go. Personally, good start to the season. The group as well, great start to the season away at Yeovil. Then to follow up in the cup, yeah, it's been good. A few setbacks since then for the team and personally for myself, but we've got a game on Saturday against Bristol, who will be up there at the right end of the table come the end of the season. So it's a big test.
How difficult was it last year in dealing with that? Because we never really got to see you play. You were drafted in, but obviously injuries played their part there, sitting there and watching it all unfold.
Yeah, it was very tough. Seeing the big teams come, you know, come and play here, and some of the stadiums that were visited by the boys last year. It was why I signed. It was what I wanted to do, what I wanted to play in. But saying that, you know, you realise it's not all about football. I was sat there watching, but I had a good family at home, and then I knew that if I come back this year, work hard in the summer, I would be fit, I would be strong, and hopefully I can let my football do the talk and everyone could probably forget about last year.
Does it almost make you, I don't know if grow up's the right phrase, but it matures you, doesn't it, as a footballer, to have a kind of bad experience and to come back from that?
Yeah, it does. As I say, it makes you appreciate what you have, and it was a tough time. But my family was there. The gaffer helped me tremendous amounts. Alex, the physio, you know, there were some dark days with Al, but like I say, you get over it, and it makes me more professional even now, you know, because I know I don't want to be there again, so I'm doing the extra work just to make sure my body's right. So I've learned from it. I'm still young, but as I say, it's forgotten now, and I'm just forward thinking, and I want to get as many games this year as I can.
And perhaps because of the injury and what the chairman was saying about you, the kind of the Harry Forrester mystique grew and grew and grew, to the point where when you did come back, there was perhaps more pressure on your shoulders to perform, I would imagine.
Yeah, it was a weird situation, obviously, because I wasn't playing. The chairman and the gaffer spoke of me, so the fans were a bit, so who is this guy type of thing, and I was a better player off the pitch, I think. But yeah, I come back, and hopefully with my performances, I've shown that I can be a player, big player for the team. It's up to me to train every day to get myself in the team, because you know, competition's rife with the boys doing so well. But yeah, it was I can handle that pressure. You know, I put the pressure on myself, and I know what's expected of me on the pitch and what I've got to bring to the side.
And perhaps more so now because Kyle Bennett was away from things. You're different and similar at the same time, I suppose. There are sort of themes about your respective games that there's somebody there who provides direct competition for you.
Yeah, that's always going to be the case. I had that before, you know, and coincidentally, me and Kyle are very good friends, like I was with an ex player that we was direct competition with, you know. But listen, it's up to me and Kyle to perform in training, and the manager picks a team, and it's always good to have competition because you know you can't stand still and rest on your laurels. You've got to perform every day at training, and it's a healthy environment if you've got competition. You'd rather that than to know you're playing every week because someone's not quite capable, or you know, Carl's a brilliant player, and it's up to me and it's up to the other wingers and the whole squad, you know, to perform and on training and on the match day.
This season so far, very interesting. Away from home, very good. At home, well, not very good at all, really, so far. So what do you put that down to?
I can't put my finger on it. Maybe expectation at home. Maybe it's harder to break teams down at home when they come and sit off. You know, it's a nice stadium, and you know, teams walking into the stadium will get a bit of a lift. You know, come here, nice stadium, nice pitch. They play out of their skins, but you know, it's up to us to learn a way, find a way to break them down. I think once we learn that, I think it will fly. You know, it's just getting the first couple of wins and the first couple of bit of confidence at home, get the fans back on our side, and we'll go from there.
Obviously, away from home this time, and Bristol City are probably one of those bigger sides in this division, at least. If you can get something there, that maybe sends out a bit of a positive message about Rovers this year.
Yeah, I think it does. You know, they're going to be right up there. They've got a big budget, like everyone spoke about. They're a big club. So if we go there, we equip ourselves well. You know, it's one of them where we can win away. We've proved that against big sides. You know, Watford, Yeovil. Yeovil was a big test because obviously we both just come down. It was sort of who done the most work over the pre-season, who's in a better shape. And we set a message out, but that's gone. Bristol was a different test. They've got good players. They've just lost Sam Baldock, I believe. So, you know, how are they going to adapt without him? Because he's a huge sink in their armour. So.